A popular Outcast production.
Recording.
Hey, Bill.
Whoop.
So today in the... Oh, okay. We should start with, hey, this is the Girls on Girls podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey. What's up?
Isla normally does that.
Once again, this week, we are short one of the girls for reasons not explained to us.
We didn't ask.
The lovely Lauren is not here this evening recording with us.
I think she had breakdancing lessons.
It might be that.
Yeah.
Tap dancing?
Breakdancing. Some kind
of dance. I heard Emil Shabadoo was in town.
Yeah.
Gotta be it. Sorry, I just... I was watching the Super Mario Brothers Super Show with my daughter, and Mario got Luigi breakdancing lessons for his birthday.
Nice.
And Emil Shabadoo guest starred as their breakdance teacher.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll just go... Yeah, she's got dance lessons.
Sure.
I don't know. Whatever.
We're not
It's fine.
It's cool.
Yeah.
We're not mad at her.
There's no law that says that she has to be here. We're not going to fire her.
Yeah.
It's cool. All right.
So instead, we've got Bill, which you've heard.
Hi.
Bill's here. We didn't introduce you yet.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk until we say something. And in Lauren's place, but in Ashley's typical seat, is Kelsey.
Yay.
Hi.
Hey,
Kelsey.
Hi there.
Who's our friend?
Hi.
We have friends.
Hey.
It's true. In real life, not just on the internet.
Right?
It is.
Mostly on the internet.
Yeah, I'm way cooler online than I am in person. I am a horribly awkward human being. I'll be the person sitting in the corner reading news articles on her phone at a party.
Yep.
That does happen.
It does. That happened at the last party.
I'm
not
usually
last
the person at the cheese tray.
Yeah.
Until somebody moves it to a different room and doesn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Who moved all the food to the kitchen last night? Because I went to the snack table.
Yeah,
I was like,
"Where
the fuck is everything?"
Stake out
it wasn't
the
necessarily
cheese.
That everything got moved. It was that I started putting stuff in the living room, and then all of a sudden Tina came, and then she set everything out, all of her stuff out in the kitchen. But all of the food was
in
different places.
The snack table in the living room was empty except for one bowl that had like a handful of those like spicy fire Doritos.
Huh.
Like, everything else got moved to the kitchen counter where the meat and cheese was.
And it was just, like, the entrails of the Doritos.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There wasn't a whole one left.
I didn't even notice.
Huh. Yeah,
we had a Halloween party last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
We should probably mention that we were actually having company over last night.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. Halloween party. Most people came in costume. Some did not, and it was disappointing.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
We didn't make fun of them to their faces.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Which is normally the rule.
I was
it normally is, but
yeah. Bill was Dr. Horrible.
Yes.
Ashley was Matt Smith Doctor Who. Yeah. I was a sexy plague doctor. A whole lot of doctors up in the house.
It was pretty sweet.
It was. Yeah. And Kelsey was a snake charmer.
A doctor in snakeology.
Yes.
Doctor
I think that's a herpetologist.
Yes.
A lot of pages over here.
A sexy herpetologist. That's what you're...
Yes.
Shit. I sound like shit, by the way.
That's
you're fine.
Yeah. It was good times. I didn't really get drunk, but I know I drank too much because I woke up this morning and was like, fuck. Fuck. I hate life.
Yeah.
I put way too much alcohol in the punch.
Oh, no. For me, it was the
who
perfect
was
amount.
In charge of the ever-evolving punch bowl? Because every
it
time I
amazing.
Went in that room, there,
it was
it
amazing.
Was different.
When I was tipsy, I thought it was magic.
So basically what happened was I was like, I'm going to make punch that has sherbet and wine punch and Mountain Dew.
Okay, so that's what you were putting in it when I saw you.
Yeah,
okay.
And then two different kinds. I put in rum and vodka.
Mm-hmm.
But then as the night progressed, I realized that I was running out of most of those ingredients.
Yeah.
So by the end of the night, it was just rum and vodka and Mountain Dew.
Okay, I thought that's what it was.
So
it was good as shit.
It so was. I still drank it.
So yeah. If you got to the end of the night, it was literally just the entrails.
And more Jello shots than anyone could count.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those Jello shots.
With gummy
were
worms in them.
Yeah.
Sour
gummy
worms.
I mean, three different...
Squirms.
Yeah. Squirms. Squirms.
Yeah. Three different boxes of Jello shots.
I want to...
They were tasty.
I want to go on record as saying that I was wrong about the Jello shots. I was kind of giving her a little bit of shit because she was using the sour ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I was convinced that the crystals on it would in fact crystallize and then become super hard and like kind of weird and stuff.
They were only hard because they were cold.
Right. Yeah, they were delicious. She did an excellent job. Ashley did an excellent job.
I read it on Pinterest.
I was just gonna say Pinterest.
It didn't steer me wrong.
I might want to get into this Pinterest thing.
Dude, don't do it. It'll suck your life more than Reddit.
It really does.
I've got Pokemon to play, so.
Oh, God, me too. I had a great in-depth conversation with John Smith last night about Pokemon as he is dressed as Sully and lisping at me through his fangs.
Speaking of Pokemon and, like, the DS and things, did you guys get, like, a whole bunch of street passes from everybody there? Because I had, like, 8 when I looked this morning.
I didn't look yet.
I didn't check either.
Yeah, I had, like...
How did I forget to... Oh, no, I didn't check because I didn't bring my DS because I didn't carry my giant purse last night.
Oh, buddy.
Did you bring it today?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
When you get us.
Yay. Yeah.
Sorry. Aww. Microphone. That's a bummer.
Damn it. I was going to throw it in my sporran and I forgot.
Next time.
Whatever.
Next time.
I'll live.
Yeah.
You can bring it for the New Year's party.
I'll bring it to the next open mic. I'm sure there's
probably
be a lot
doing
of
that. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I got most of them was the open mic.
Yeah.
Because I got
John Smith and Andrew.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of people I didn't know though too.
Yeah.
Mm. That was interesting.
I like those dudes, John Smith and Andrew Smith. Not related.
Yeah,
not related.
They went. I think didn't they go right after each other?
That's funny.
I think so. Yeah.
Jeff may have done that on purpose.
Yeah, maybe.
He likes to think he's funny.
Yeah. he is funny.
I know. He put Kelsey right after me, and like, yeah.
Did that was intentional.
Did you go right after?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That was. I remember I had to go to the bathroom, and then Ashley went. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna wait until right after Ashley's done, and then I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And then he called me up, and I was like.
But I have to be.
Did any other girls sign up?
No.
Oh, it was just
Why would you have the two girls go together?
Right after. Yeah.
That's what I was kind of.
It was okay, though.
Who made that list?
Jeff. Jeff made the
He's
list.
He's fired. I'm going to host the next one.
Sounds good.
All right.
That sounds fair.
All right.
Can you write me some jokes?
I don't think.
Mine sucked.
No.
I'm not allowed to talk to Ashley about her jokes, by the way.
Why?
She told,
I told him not to.
They weren't bad, Ash.
Because I didn't want criticism.
No, what you
in his form of criticism.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
want him
she
to,
literally
like, pick
said,
it apart
I don't want comedic. Constructive criticism. I want zero.
Well, I told people who asked me from work.
Well,
I was like, no, you can't go.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though, is that immediately after she walked up and she goes, so how did it go? I can't talk to you. Or she said, what did you think?
I
was like, I can't tell you. You told me not to.
Wow, wow.
She didn't do bad.
I think I did. Nobody was laughing.
I'm sure it wasn't
terrible. Right, no, I told 10 reasons why I will never have kids and 10 reasons why I will never have kids right in the front row were these two people who were a couple that really loved their kid.
They didn't laugh at any of my stuff either, though, Ashley.
They
I don't think it was just you.
Nerve-wracking. They should not be sitting in the front.
They're like the most supportive people, though.
They
like,
didn't seem that way. The looks on their faces were just like, you're not funny.
Well,
you think you're funny,
maybe,
but
they
you're
just
not
laugh
funny.
On the inside.
Well, I know 100% that Kaylin said that she had lost her voice.
That's true. Yeah.
So I mean,
heard about that. I mean, not that I was there.
Yeah, which was a bum.
I'm hearing lots of stories, and I feel like I was there in spirit.
You were there.
You were there.
We had an effigy of you.
Sweet. Yeah.
Totally did. We didn't burn it or anything. It was cool.
We just kept it there.
You didn't use my
we
fat clothes stuffed with straw.
Right. Exactly.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But yeah, it was good. Cool. It was fun. I think everybody. Did
I can't wait till those videos are up on YouTube. How many has Justin posted? Just the one?
I think he's working on the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I told him last night. I was like, yeah, since I couldn't make it, you need to fucking get those videos up on YouTube. He's like, I'm going as fast as I can. I was
way
like,
to go him
you
for
go
doing
faster.
So much for it, though. Like, that's awesome that he can do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a good kid.
Dude. Yeah.
I like him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We should get into our topic, because we do actually have a topic this week. A for reals one.
Is your phone ringing?
No, it's the Pokemon conversation on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
My brother just said Lapras is his love honey.
What? Why?
I
don't know if my brother is aware I'm part of this conversation, but he's saying some shit that I have a feeling that he wouldn't say knowing I was around.
Didn't God, yeah.
I didn't realize that they had changed the Animal Crossing
thing
to Pokemon. Because I was like, I said to Bill the one day, I was like, I don't know why they added me to this stupid Pokemon conversation at work. It's been going off all day, and I don't know what they're talking about.
No.
And he's like, oh, yeah, they changed the Animal Crossing one. Yeah.
And by they,
I was like, okay.
It was Jeff.
Yeah.
Is he in charge of everything on the internet? Every conversation?
Pretty close.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's either him or Mike Bennett.
Yeah. Jeff does so much for the network and for his friends and
he
stuff
is
like
the
that.
Internet.
Like, yeah, like literally. He's the controller
of conversations.
The
master.
In that he's the one who creates them and stuff like that. Yeah, at first I was bent out of shape about the being the Animal Crossing thing changing to Pokemon.
Nobody used the Animal Crossing.
Well, and that was the thing. Yeah.
Weeks, though.
And then, like, 3 days later, I got Pokemon, and I was like, I'm so glad I didn't leave this because this is the best, like, resource. All these cool people. So I want to add Clancy to that too. By the way.
Oh yeah, go for it, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Nobody's Anywho's. Really in charge of that.
Kelsey, you're here.
Any what's?
Yeah.
We're not going to
and avoid you don't play Pokemon
next hour.
Or Animal Crossing.
Not talk to
Kelsey's
you.
Like, I don't have a DS.
I don't have a DS.
You need to get one. Get the 2DS.
Because I'm so poor. Because
they cost point? Money.
Maybe I'll buy myself one for
you
Christmas.
Can't steal I mean, one. I don't. Wait, no. I don't. Don't steal something. That's bad.
Where's
yeah. guys?
Don't Where do you steal. Keep yours?
Nope.
In my vagina.
Oh, I'll find
That's
it.
That's where I keep mine.
In your vagina.
What was that? I was trying to do the Charleston Heston reading the book from SNL.
It's
hidden.
Oh, God.
It was Madonna's book.
It was Madonna's sex book.
Yeah. I love my vagina.
It doesn't say vagina.
No, it doesn't. he didn't feel comfortable saying the P word, so he was like, can I just change it? And they were like, yeah, sure. Sometimes I stare at my vagina in the mirror. That's from her book. He was like doing dramatic, like the audiobook version of her.
Do people do that? People clearly do that. Issue
make a
no. Do people actually just sit with a mirror and just be like, "It's very pretty today."
Well,
I don't do it every day, but I mean,
you gotta. Sometimes you gotta.
I
look
remember
at it.
Once when
I know
I was
what my
like,
biz looks like.
I'm alone on this.
When I was younger, I was like, I wonder what it looks like, because you can't really. You don't have a good. I never, angle. Yeah. Like, how are you supposed to know?
I still don't.
How do you shave without seeing?
I don't know. I do shave, though. Feeling, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. No, not me. I've got, like, my leg up there. Like, I'm standing in front of the bathroom mirror.
No, well, I do it in the tub, though, so maybe that's the thing. Because I'll, like, sit Indian style, usually, in the tub, and you spread, like...
Native American style.
See, I don't actually need a mirror when I'm shaving. I just...
Right.
Actually, done. From
me
now,
neither.
I use
actually,
a straight razor too.
Fun,
it's weird.
Fun thing: Indian style is now being called crisscross applesauce.
They've Who the fuck decided
done,
that?
I don't know, but my
that's dumb.
My
that's
little
really
cousins
stupid.
Were actually
they're dumb.
They were saying that, and I was like, "What does that even mean?" And they're like, "Oh, it's when you sit like this." And I was like, "Indian style?" And their mom was like, "Yeah, apparently they're not allowed to say that anymore because it's racist."
But it's not necessarily like Native American Indian. It's like India Indian. It's a variation of the lotus position for meditation.
I'm definitely on board with just calling it cross-legged, though. I mean,
yeah.
Why you don't need to?
Why
all
we got to bring in
kitty.
Race to this man?
Yeah,
that's true. Whatever.
But then again, I mean,
but
and did they create the sitting like that? Are they the original people that sat that way?
I don't
doubt it.
It was probably something that was made up by stupid white people.
Probably.
What?
Like, oh, that's how the Indians sit, or that's how, like, the Hindis sit, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know who it was based on. Hmm. If it was, you know, which brand of, quote-unquote, Indian it was.
But I don't know.
It's India Indian.
I don't know.
It's probably India Indian.
I think that it's gone a little too far when they have to change it to something that ridiculous.
Well...
Yeah, because that's just bringing into light the fact that there is racism out there, and it's like
everybody's just so obsessed with being PC right now, though.
Yeah.
Like it's
the everything is on edge.
But who should be a little more concerned about being PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait.
We've met those people.
Why are you looking at me?
Because we just looked at that picture.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
I wasn't here.
Well, we'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people.
People we are acquainted with, one of them decided to do blackface for Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, that's uncool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, maybe it's a good idea to... maybe there are some people who don't know that there is racism.
We should clue them in.
Yeah.
I'll send them a memo.
Some
I
people...
think there's different levels of it, though, and I'm pretty sure that the person that's doing blackface...
Well, yeah, but I just, I mean, and...
is just, not the person that's concerned with...
just me personally saying
Indian
that it's
style.
Probably a good idea to just not be racist.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But...
generally,
if the world were a perfect place,
should probably just not hate people because of their
exactly.
color of their skin
or make fun
weird.
Of them. Halloween
what
is
a concept.
Well, wait.
Halloween's a
Halloween is when it happened. I was going to say, like, Halloween we should really stop is. Talking about this now because we were going to talk about.
Yeah, we can go with the second topic.
We can. It can be a segue into it because I know a big thing recently is the cultural appropriation of Native Americans and how, like, skinny little white girls suddenly think it's okay to wear, like, feathered headdresses and dress like sexy, air quotes, Indian women.
Yeah, that's
not cool. Don't do that.
I actually had somebody on my Facebook thread
and
come
the
up.
The thing
and
is,
like,
though,
I
it's...
am an Indian. Look at my Halloween costume. I'm so cute. And
yeah.
I'm like,
but the thing is, though, those people, they just don't realize that it's racist. That's not even in their mindset that it could possibly be offensive.
Right. Yeah. Or if you're, like, dressed as, like, a quote unquote, the terrorist costume with, like, the bomb strapped to you and stuff like that. How is that not racist?
That's a quite obviously, if you don't realize
that
it's racist,
that you're racist.
If you're going to be, like, dressed as a person or as a character from a different race, that's fine, because you're being, like, a specific person.
If I were to dress up like Sammy Davis Jr., it wouldn't necessarily be racist.
You would be wearing, like, the suit with the glasses and, like, the side part.
Right.
Yeah, you don't necessarily
and be talking
have
funny.
To
and
do
I,
blackface.
Yeah,
no,
and I wouldn't do blackface.
Yeah.
Because that would be... It would be funnier if you didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like... It would be incredibly offensive if you did.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, if you go to a party and people are like, who are you dressed as? Like Buddy Holly? No, Sammy Davis Jr. with no glasses. You know, like Buddy Holly with no glasses? No, Sammy Davis Jr. Wait, who are you? Dean Martin? No, Sammy Davis Jr. Like, that would be funny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody would know who the fuck either Dean Martin nor Sammy Davis Jr. are, so never mind.
You'd be totally lost on people, yeah.
It's I think, it's,
Eddie Murphy.
It's when
I know why he caught it raw.
When the aspect of somebody's race is something that you use to get a laugh out of people.
Right.
Like, why else would that person use blackface other than to think that this is something that's going to be funny and make him seem...
Yeah.
Cool or like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a huge backlash against, I think, what is her name? Juliana Huff. She dressed as one of the characters from Orange is the New Black. She didn't do, like, this is going to sound weird to say, but like offensive blackface. She just looked like she was really tan.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but yeah, it.
I'm going to look that up.
She altered the color of her skin to be someone else.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, she did, like, the big pink lips and then painted her face black or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, she dressed as,
The trans
crazy
woman?
Eyes? No.
No? Was it Crazy Eyes?
Yeah, Crazy Eyes. Yeah, that's the picture.
I haven't seen the show, so I just...
Oh.
Yeah.
Uncool.
Yeah.
That's very weird.
Like I said, it's... if I didn't know she wasn't... That was not her natural skin tone, like, I wouldn't think it was a big deal. But I know she's, like, a whitey white girl.
Yeah.
I messed up.
Yep.
Who the hell?
But she has since written, like, a huge, like, public apology about the whole thing. So.
I think that if you have to write a public apology for something, you should probably think ahead of time.
Well,
maybe I'm going to have to apologize for this in any way, shape, or form in the future.
I think these people don't think that.
Yeah.
In the public eye.
I don't think they think it. Yeah. I don't think that they think anything past this is a funny idea because their sense of humor is different from
maybe
the rest of
because they're racist.
Maybe. Yeah, because they're racist.
Yeah.
I've heard things and like people have been like, oh, those black people should totally go, should go back to their country and they shouldn't be here and whatever. And I'm just like, sweetie, you realize that we went over to their country
and took them from their homes,
yeah, chained them up like animals,
yeah,
treated them worse than animals,
yeah,
brought them over here, and then basically bred them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they were.
What do you mean they should go back to their country?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure they would have liked to have stayed there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the same thing with like people with the problem with Hispanics. Like, well, we killed a whole bunch of, like, we stole the land from the Mexicans. Like,
yeah.
What do you think Texas was?
Texas was Mexico.
Yeah, why is
there? Like, Native Americans.
Native Americans as well.
I saw the best, like, circulating Facebook story recently. I don't know how true it is, because, you know, shit on Facebook is, like, never true.
Not true. Yeah.
But, it was a woman, she's in line at a supermarket, and she's on her phone, and, super like white douchey redneck is in front of her. She finishes her conversation, hangs up, and he turns around and he's like, if you're gonna be in America, you should speak English. If you're gonna speak Spanish, go back to Mexico. And she was like, for your information, I was speaking, I think it was Cherokee.
Oh wow.
She said, she's like, if you want to speak English, go back to England.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's good. Good. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite lines is like, if you want to be in this country, speak English. We don't have a national language.
Yeah. Mm.
This country has no national language. And actually, more people speak Spanish than speak English.
Mm-hmm. Or are bilingual.
Bilingual.
Yeah. And it's not because like there's so many immigrants in this country. It's because
People
just speak Spanish. Yeah. Like they,
it is the most common second language.
I just think it's funny because when you know in the age of exploration, it just so happened that the English were the first to officially colonize in America.
Yeah. Right.
But we had people here from Italy. We had people here from Spain. We had people here from England.
Germany.
We had exactly. There was no monopoly on the Americas, and there's no monopoly on a language. No. And I think that it's
English
ridiculous.
English just came
to
in and took
that.
The middle of North America, gave French the North, Spain the South.
Yeah, yeah. Just because it's the most prominent doesn't mean that it has to be the norm. Or that. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Anyway. So sexy Halloween costumes, that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing.
That's a thing that has gotten fucking out of control, people.
I just think it's funny going to Spirit Halloween store, whatever it is, and just seeing all of these ridiculously like cheesy Halloween costumes that are like a bra and a tiny little skirt, and that's for like a bumblebee and stuff like that. It's like who is like, oh, for Halloween this year, you know what I really want to be? A sexy ladybug.
Yeah.
I want to be sexy
Ronald
McDonald.
Been thinking about it all year. I want to be SpongeBob SquarePants.
This thing
with no pants.
Yeah. I had thought about that for like such a long period of time, and I was just like, every time you go into a Halloween costume store, it's the female section is basically lingerie.
Yeah.
And
it's getting to the point, like we were just in Spirit a couple weeks ago looking for a potential Halloween costume for our daughter, and even like the little girl costumes are getting bad.
Yeah,
these short little skirts. I'm like, I'm not putting my kid in that. It's it is fucking cold for Halloween in Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
The thing about the whole Halloween costume thing is, and that Emily kind of brought into light with me. Emily is she on this network?
No.
But she does have a podcast. Yeah. We should plug hers.
Make one for me in your spare time.
Okay. Emily is pretty awesome, and she did like an article or whatever about female Halloween costumes and how good or bad, you know, however you feel about them, it should be the person who's wearing them's decision whether they want to have a sexy costume or not. yeah, if you want to go out and you want to wear that sexy costume, yeah. I just think, fine, whatever.
There should be more options that aren't sexy. Exactly. And guys should have sexy options, too.
Guys should have sexy options, and when you walk into the store, I would like something other than that. There's a reason for the last 10 years I have been making my own Halloween costumes.
It's, yeah.
It's like,
because I don't like anything in the store. It's
okay. I remember, like, when I was a little kid and I would be like, I was really nerdy, that should be said, but I was like, I really want to be Amelia Earhart this year. I really want to be, like, there was always something that I really, really, really wanted to be. And I was like, I just feel like there's some sort of disconnect because I feel like almost every small child had to have felt that way.
You didn't want to be sexy Amelia Earhart?
No, I didn't. Like I wanted to be... propeller
bra. Oh, God, no.
No, it's just the goggles.
Like, it shoots whipped cream. The goggles. It shoots, like, whipped cream out of it.
If you're listening, burlesque outfit.
Yeah, there you go.
I would wear a burlesque outfit.
Hells yeah.
And I would go as a burlesque dancer.
That's where sexy Amelia Earhart belongs.
Yeah, you can do an Amelia Earhart show.
That needs to happen. But it's like, whatever happened to, like, wanting to be something for Halloween because it, like...
Yeah, because you inspired... Yeah, that, that inspired you.
You didn't want to be the sexy version. You wanted to be... her. You wanted to just be...
Well, yeah, and to reiterate, it's 100... If you really want to dress as sexy whatever, that's fine. I mean, fine, sure. But, like... But, like, the problem is that there aren't the option to just have a normal costume.
Society does dictate that women need to have their boobs hanging out on Halloween. You need to look like the Playboy bunny, and...
Right.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I don't do that any other day of the week.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to do that.
Again, it's fucking cold for Halloween where we live. Right. Exactly. I want to put on a little more clothing.
Right.
Actually, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wear my coat under my my costume.
Yeah.
I don't have to be wearing, like, long johns and look like I'm some kind of grunge version. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But you're grunge, sexy Amelia Earhart. That'd be awesome.
I'm sexy grunge Bob.
Sexy grunge Bob, no pants.
You realize that we're all going to go as Amelia Earhart next Halloween. It's, like, it's
we're all going to show up awkwardly with propellers and be like,
you did this
you
too?
You did too.
Ah, damn it.
I didn't realize.
Why didn't we? We need to plan better, guys. We need to get it together. Someone has to change. This is awkward.
I we need to get two more deodorant. Girls and be the Spice know. Girls.
Yeah,
we do.
But, yeah, that's all I'm saying is, like, I think it's just so boring because I went into Spirit last year and they had the same exact stuff.
Do they have a sexy, like, inanimate objects, like sexy plant and stuff like that? I haven't been in Spirit Halloween in a while.
I didn't look in the female. I went in Spirit of Halloween just to look at decorations.
I was in there looking for a dragon tattoo.
And you didn't get me a rice hat, you meanie.
Where did you get that rice at, by the way? I never even got to ask
you. A dude brought it into GameStop because he had dressed as Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
And oh, nice.
I was like, dude, I want one of those hats. And he was like, well, here, I'll bring it in. You can try it on, see what it looks on you. And I was like, awesome. And then Jesse took a picture of it and then posted it on Facebook.
You tagged me in it.
Yeah.
Bringing back fanny pats and rice hats.
Yeah, absolutely. Those rice hats are awesome. I've wanted one for years.
I gave you one.
They're pretty awesome.
In Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I got it from Gulliver, and I gave it to him.
It's pretty sweet.
That seagull.
Yeah. But yeah.
I did get you one, so shut up.
I'll get my own real one in real life.
IRL.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like, I wonder why there isn't a version of, like, a regular costume for, and, like, do they just expect that women will, if they want to be, like, regular Rick Grimes as opposed to sexy Rick Grimes, they'll just shop in the men's section?
I don't know. There's actually, like, a quote by Emma Watson. Of course, I'm gonna quote Harry Potter because that's really all I know. But,
well, okay, is it Emma Watson or is it Hermione Granger?
No, it's Emma Watson.
Okay,
because she's talking. You've seen the sexy Hermione costumes, right?
Who hasn't?
Yeah,
and she's just like,
wait. Regular Hermione's outfit wasn't sexy enough.
It's much shorter with, like, a little, like, tied shirt.
It's like a little tied up.
So it's like a schoolgirl.
It's lingerie. It's a Hogwarts schoolgirl outfit.
It has like the Gryffindor crest on it and things like that. And there's just a quote that she's like, she just is talking about the costume and she says she doesn't understand why she's seeing these Hermione Granger costumes being worn by girls who are supposed to, like, emulate, like, what it is in the book.
Like, Hermione and was She was sexy for her brain.
She was sexy for her personality and her strength and her smarts and things like that. And she's like, I just don't understand. Like, she's like, this is not who I am. This isn't who my character is. And I don't understand why this is happening.
Right.
Like, if I were to dress as Hermione Granger,
and
like,
how did the author let that happen?
Well, it's like, you know, it's just public domain once it's out there. It's not her.
Yeah, no, but she does own that.
No.
She gets royalties.
All they
for
have
it,
to do is give it a slightly different name, like
Warner Brothers,
you know, like, I mean? Sexy Wizard Girl,
Sexy Wizard Girl. Okay. You know what I
Warner
mean?
Warner Brothers, like, owns it, not her. She has nothing to do with
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, she gets a proceed, like a portion of the proceeds of that shit. She gets royalties because it's her
based on her character.
Based on, but
well, depending on the deal that she wrote, like, did.
True. I don't know what J.K. Rowling has going on.
Because, like, Sam Jackson, when like, some other his bullshit. Whole deal for being in the Star Wars prequels was that he was going to get the SAG minimum and then just get money off the toys. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, that's all he got paid. I mean, but yeah, he made a shit ton of money because he didn't. I have a fucking Mace Windu because Mace Windu is badass.
He is. But,
that's and I don't another even like thing the with good J.K. Rowling having to change her name to her initials just because.
Yeah, that whole way, thing. A lot
so that
of,
way, boys would actually read her books.
Yeah, a lot of female.
That's why.
Well,
that's why.
Yeah, that's
author,
that's
initials.
You know, people.
It's all bullshit.
Because you know, women can't write.
Yeah. Authors have
women
been doing
funny.
That.
Sorry.
Authors have been doing it's that for a really long time.
I got distracted,
and it's
what
just a tactic.
What name does the Twilight series? What does she use?
Stephanie Myers, because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because
it's like a.
But then you've got E.L. James doing Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
But Stephanie Myers didn't target her books to anyone but 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
And, like,
you know, because there's not any substance there for anyone else.
Sad moms who wish they were still 14.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I
don't support those books whatsoever.
Well, no. Oh, God, no. I make that perfectly clear. Somebody at work asked me today if I was team Jacob or team whatever her name. And I was like, why are you asking me that question?
Let me reiterate this.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Support.
I don't like, support happened. Anything about
we
it.
We don't like, condone I was the like, action why? Of sparkly vampires.
I fully support the riff tracks of the Twilight series.
Yeah.
Go team Mustache Dad.
Yes, team Mustache Dad.
Yes, I like Mustache. Dad.
Yeah,
totally.
I think
great.
Yeah,
yep.
Charlie Swan is the only sympathetic character in Twilight.
Oh my God.
In my opinion,
I saw the best thing. I think it was taken from Reddit. It was the picture of Charlie, like, I think he was cleaning his shotgun or something.
Yeah.
And Bella's standing behind him. It's like, how awesome would it be if, like, Twilight was written from Charlie's perspective? Like, he's a cop. People in his town are dying. He finds out that, like, the town doctor is a vampire and his best friend is a werewolf.
Yeah.
It's like, I fucking read that.
Yeah, definitely.
He needs to write that. Like, fuck, who is his name?
I'm sure
wrote Wicked. What is wrong with me right now?
Gregory Maguire.
Gregory Maguire. He needs to get on that.
I think he's a little, he's a little too good for that.
Yeah, I think he would think about it. He would be like, this would be cool. And then he would go on to something else just because he does, like, the classic fairy tales. I could see somebody should do it.
Somebody
it's not going to be
it.
Me.
He's got to have a friend.
But, man, I'm willing to bet you'd have to pay, like, a lot
Maybe
of money to get
the
rights.
Zombies guy.
Yeah.
To that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they didn't even, like...
I think at this point, like, Pride and Prejudice is, like, public domain, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a certain... It's
in zombies.
Yeah, I know,
it's
but,
a certain,
like,
number of years after an author's death that it becomes public.
The copyright.
50 years.
Yeah.
Because Monopoly is
maybe.
I don't know about...
Years.
For books, it might be a little bit longer.
I think it's, like, 80 years.
Yeah,
80... Is it 100?
80 maybe. To 100, I think.
I've got an internet. Hold
Go
on.
Ahead, Bill.
Because copyright law gets
I know.
Fuzzy from media to media medium.
There's Pugopoly now, and, like,
you can change the name.
Else.
And
FYE has Doctor Who Monopoly.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
You can
it's like $50.
Yeah, right.
I think
fuck that.
Not gonna play it.
I think you can change the name and change it enough to avoid the copyright.
No copyright.
Or maybe they're paying to
it
use the Monopoly game.
They're
name.
Not paying anymore. That's the reason why there's so many, because the copyright ran out.
Or that's Parker Brothers is just trying to make a shitload of money.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere, that the Monopoly copyright ran out, and that's why there's so many different parodies of it. Let me look it up.
I don't know. So that got weird from sexy Halloween to fucking Monopoly's copyright. The fuck? Where were we going? We're terrible at this.
No, no.
Don't listen to... No, please. No, I don't know.
You should still listen.
How the fuck do you spell Monopoly?
M-O-N. That doesn't... O-L-O-P-Y.
How long does... What?
M-O-N-O-P-O-L-Y.
Mono... Mono.
Monopoly.
Yeah, I think you spelled it.
Did I spell it wrong?
I think you mixed up the L and the P.
It's fine.
P-L-Y.
You knew.
Monoply.
Monoply.
It's just like, it's one of those things that you try to spell it and you put it down. It's like, that doesn't look right. Is that right? No.
I am 100% against monoply anything, including.
Agreed.
Toilet Seriously. Paper.
Yep.
How long does a copyright last? The term of copyright for a particular work depends on several factors, including whether it has been published, and if so, the date of first publication. As a general rule, for works created after January 1st, 1978, copyright protection lasts for the life of the author plus an additional 70 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was close.
Which,
for anonymous work, copyright endures for a term of 95 years. From the year of its first publication, or a term of 120 years from its creation, whichever expires first.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Okay.
And for anything published before 1978, it will be. There's like a lot of reasons why it will be different.
Yeah, that's how Michael Jackson was able to buy the Beatles, basically.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's dead, so who owns like all the Beatles shit now? Did Paul McCartney buy that?
Paul McCartney bought it back, but I'm not 100%. Okay. Who owns the Beatles stuff?
Who owns the Beatles? Because I don't think Ringo's got that kind of money.
No.
Yeah, he didn't make much.
Drummers never do. Everybody shits on the drummer and the bassist.
That's true. They really do.
Unless you're Geddy Lee.
Well, yeah.
Then everybody loves Geddy Lee.
Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I know he went to bid with Jackson over the rights to all the stuff, but Jackson ended up winning at the time.
Right. Because he had more money than God.
Yeah. Really did.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
I had a conversation about Michael Jackson the other day. Like, how would you not expect somebody to go completely crazy when, like, from the time they're 6 years old, they are, like, they can't even go shopping? That's what happens to, like, people like Bieber, too.
Yeah.
Like, he grew up famous. There was a... I think George Lopez had a joke because Bieber was at like the Laugh Factory or something, and he was sitting up in the front row, and I think it was George Lopez, I might be wrong, but he was like, man, you must have had that, you know, how did you do it before you got famous, you know, that whole year from being a teenager to being famous, it must have been really hard time for you. That whole year that you spent in obscurity.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, and now he's like spitting on fans and being an asshole.
Yeah,
getting really shitty tattoos.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
That's what they say about most like child stars, though.
Yeah,
is that they grow up just messed up.
No, he's wearing like baggy skinny jeans so low they're like down.
Oh, okay. I just heard ankle and I was like, he got an ankle tattoo. Like,
no, I said he was wearing his pants around his ankles.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like he had a dream catcher ankle tattoo or something.
That would be
maybe.
Could be.
You never know.
Maybe a dream catcher tramp stamp.
I'm sure.
Yes.
So classy. I hope so.
Yeah. Ashley. Did you find it yet?
I'm having a hard time finding it.
Yeah, hold on. I'll internet it.
Anyway.
Sucking at research.
It doesn't matter. I think we're good.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I might be wrong. Whatever.
Whatever. So, Monopoly is questionable.
Yeah. In addition to Halloween, we're also wrapping up Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Breast cancer is the thing. It's a serious thing. Don't get me wrong. But... people are aware of it.
Yeah.
Nobody's denying the existence of breast cancer. This isn't the fucking Holocaust.
I have a huge problem. As I've said before, I have a huge problem with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's not that I have a problem with the month itself. I think that it's good that it exists. I dislike the way it's treated. Because you know, all the signs that say honk if you love your boobies and things like that, It's just,
I mean, great if the proceeds from that bumper sticker went to cancer research. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I just have a problem with, I think that breast cancer is the only one that people can promote while simultaneously trivializing.
Yeah.
And sexualizing.
They definitely do.
It's cancer. It's not cute and it's not silly.
Right.
And I hate that people treat it that way. I hate that I walked through Walmart the other day and I saw countless products that were pink.
Like toilet paper.
And a Swiffer. There was a Swiffer that was pink.
A fucking Swiffer.
And I'm like, this is doing nothing to help the survivors of breast cancer.
There's nothing on it that says, like, money goes to the American Cancer Society or to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And it's honestly, just pink.
And honestly, 90% of the time, money's not going to help.
Like, no.
Any sort of
corporations are cashing in on that.
It's a cash cow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you shouldn't, like...
Doesn't the Komen... organization, don't they like only donate like 2% of the money that they take in?
That's the thing that people don't realize is a lot of the products that are being sold.
Are they a nonprofit?
I'm gonna check it
like
out.
In the name of breast cancer.
See, we can make fun of that.
They don't even go towards the research foundation or anything like that.
It's like not wearing a bra for a day, that's not gonna help with breast cancer. That's just gonna get creepy guys staring at you on the bus.
Yeah.
It looks like it's only 15%.
Okay, 15%.
That day that you're supposed to not wear a bra for breast cancer.
Or like, what is like, that doing? All the Facebook games, it's like, this is for the girls only. You know, just make your status the color of your underwear. This is to help raise awareness for breast cancer.
And like women unity.
How is that helping?
What? Exactly. This is helping no one. It's like you would never see that.
No, that
prostate cancer. And it's like...
That shit is made up. Those things particularly are made up by creepy dudes who are like, I'm going to find out whatever everybody's wearing in their underpants. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like... That would be more...
Or making your Facebook picture pink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I support breast cancer. That's, well, you know, not like, go cancer kind of thing.
Right.
But, like, okay, you want to be supportive of cancer and people who have
awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go fucking volunteer at a hospital that does cancer treatment. Donate money to the cancer society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find a concrete way to support.
Don't just sit there and be like, I'm supporting people with breast cancer because I'm doing such and such a thing that's pink.
And I have boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing that bothers me about the day that you're supposed to not wear a bra.
Oh, fuck that.
I just think
seriously,
people who have survived breast cancer sometimes lose their breasts.
Yeah.
And that is probably incredibly painful, both, you know, psychologically and
well, the way
how is that a good thing
the way
for
that,
them?
The way that society turns women into their boobs. Like that's
exactly.
Your womanhood.
And you go Western culture. Originally, all the stuff that's involved in Breast Cancer Awareness Month was probably started by a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, you ever watch Mad Men?
Yeah, exactly.
Don Draper thought this shit up.
It's like, I just don't see any other cancer or any other disease who's like that has been trivialized.
That's, well,
yeah. Like,
seem this way.
Even in the same vein, like, not that breast cancer is female specific, but it's female predominant.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's sexualizing ovarian cancer or cervical cancer.
Or prostate cancer.
Yeah. Well, prostate cancer.
Or testicular cancer.
Because anything that goes in a guy's butt is automatically gay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gay. Stuff in the butt's gay.
Yeah.
You can't talk about the prostate because that's in the butt.
Yeah.
I don't understand how there's so much, quote unquote, money and money going towards, like, the research, and there's the Relay for Life, and there's all of these like walks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
How are we not any closer to curing it than we were, like,
well,
maybe we are. Maybe we are.
It's a you don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on in, like, clinical trials and, like, even, like, the pre-trial shit.
But, like...
They're definitely making progress.
They're making progress.
There's
but, like,
a lot of things
There's only X amount of scientists who can do X amount of work. It's not, like, the whole of science is working
and
on
And I think
shit.
There's so many different strains of cancer.
Right.
That...
Well...
You know.
Yeah. Like, curing cancer isn't a thing. Cancer is not a thing.
Yeah.
Right. I think that, well...
And a lot of times, just too, they don't even know, like, what causes it.
Well,
I think right now the research is probably, like, mostly just trying to save people's lives.
Yeah.
And then hoping that there's
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I forgot what it was.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Sorry.
The, the testicular cancer thing. Yeah. Like, people made jokes about Lance Armstrong losing his ball. Tom Green made jokes about himself losing his ball. Maybe you guys don't even know who the hell that is.
Yeah, I actually saw the testicular cancer special when he got the news and then like went and like had his surgery and shit. Yeah. And
which especially like I always
good for him for putting that in the public eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because people don't talk about it at all.
Yeah.
And which is a bad thing, obviously, but like the just the fact that like he made a bunch of jokes about it, but it's not a society level awareness where and I keep going back to the whole fact that it's so sexualized, you know, that you put women in a position where it's like, hey, this is what you know this is what makes you a woman, and if you lose your boobs then you're nothing.
Oh god, seriously.
And so like people think about that, and then you have like a bunch of women walking around with no bra on flaunting the very things that these women have lost. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how is that even going to make anybody feel better about it or do anything?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like wearing a rubber band bracelet that says I heart boobies is nothing more than like I saw an 8-year-old kid.
That's just an excuse to giggle at the word boobies.
Yeah, I saw an 8-year-old kid walking into the place that I work at, and he was wearing one of those, and his mom was with him. And, like, I know that that kid doesn't give a shit about breast cancer. He thinks it's funny that he has the word boobies on his hand, and he's getting away with it.
Yep.
That's all it is. There's no way. Because, like, there's just absolutely no positive.
And the minute unless anybody goes to say something, they're going to be like, you are against breast cancer awareness.
I may be wrong. This kid might be, like,
I'm pretty sure isn't anyone aware, like, unaware currently that breast cancer exists. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This kid might be volunteering or something.
This argument about it, most people just don't get it.
Right. Well, that's because most people think that, well, of course women should be sexualized, because, you know, that's the way it is. Because
the only thing that we're good for is making babies.
Well, and looking at boobs.
Nope.
Boobs.
Don't lose those boobs. What will I look at?
Well, and then boobs are fantastic up until you're using them to feed your child, and then all of a sudden, boobs are just the worst thing in the world.
Are they?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of uproar about.
Oh, I get it. Oh, wait. I got it.
Breastfeeding in public.
Yes, I thought.
Breastfeeding.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, what? You're saying that they're like,
everybody
terrible?
Everybody wants to see boobs, and then, like,
and then the minute they see them, and there's them a baby around. For the use that they are for.
Right. I misunderstood. I apologize.
Yeah. Like the Victoria's Secret windows, there's models just wearing panties, like holding their boobs, and that's fine. But a woman nursing in the mall.
If she's hiding her boobs with a baby.
Yeah. Like, oh, no. You can't even see because there's a kid on
right.
it.
And like most of the time, I've never seen someone breastfeeding public who didn't have some sort of a cover.
Yeah.
Is the thing too.
Right.
Like,
I've only ever seen
I know what you're doing
it.
Under that blanket.
I've only ever seen a woman
you're touching yourself.
That's so grody.
I've only seen a woman once in my life that was just like, bam, here is it. And like they're in the middle of Knoebels. And I'm just like, okay. All right.
When I was working at the other location that I was at, I was having a conversation with these two women that came in, and we're just literally like, they're like, well, we want to get our boyfriend's Xboxes, blah, 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 whatever. And then I noticed that the one woman was holding a child.
Mm-hmm.
And like, because apparently I'm completely oblivious, it took like 20 minutes of conversation before I realized she was breastfeeding in front of me. And like, I totally like... I didn't realize that I could see her boobs because I just, like, I don't gaze down, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm a rarity.
You're better than those guys.
I'm a rarity.
You're better than me.
Well, if they're wearing something that's low cut, I mean, how are you going to stop yourself? I turn into Rodney Dangerfield for
this.
Your
eyes are bugging out a little.
But no, I mean, like, it's like, and then I realized it, and like, in my brain, and I... I didn't say anything, but in my brain, I was like, good for you. Fuck these people who are, like, you know, uncomfortable about that shit. I mean, like, I'd be uncomfortable about seeing, like, my family's boobs or something, but not, like with but not sister. Shaming them. Yeah, I mean, like, if my sister's breastfeeding or something like that, I don't notice, so I don't, like, look down at her boobs anyway, but, like,
and
you see
you
it.
Did ask
and
you her, kinda, though, like, if you walk, if you hear me walking down the steps, can you just go booby?
Yeah.
So then I just don't look over at you.
Yeah, I don't and, accidentally
you know,
do
all
it.
I, that's
you know?
All I ask. Like, I just don't want to look at my sister's boobs.
Yeah, and, you know, it's completely a cultural thing.
Sure.
Yeah. We're just, like, there's something taboo about it here, but in other cultures,
that's
just how it is.
You've got,
like,
you've got a woman who's, like, literally got two kids just clamped.
And that's normal. Like
about
they
her day.
Are making dinner.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. It's totally fine. Watch out for the grease splashes, Johnny. God, that's terrible. You said making dinner. That's where my brain went.
Seriously, nope.
Never make bacon without a shirt.
That's right. Never. Worst idea.
Worst.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just how I feel about Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody, and like I don't think I'm particularly susceptible to breast cancer. I think there's only one member of my family that I know has had it, and it was like my grandfather's sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's side of the family.
Dad's sister.
Oh, you're fine then.
Yeah.
They say that you're least likely if it's on your
But you know, I it's something, you know, I think about and I plan for the future. It's like if this happens to me, what am I going to do? And I was like double mastectomy. Like I'm not fucking around with this. Take them both. It's fine. Go.
Yeah, and a sweet fucking tattoo.
That's what I said, but I was talking to someone. I don't want to name any names because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. And I was talking to him and I was like, yeah, I think, you know, if I get breast cancer, I'm going to take them off. I'm not fucking around. Like, just get rid of it, you know? And I was like, and I think I'll just get like a really awesome like chest piece or something in the place. He's like, nah, you'll miss your boobs.
Yeah.
Women have such a connection to their boobs. You'll get fake ones.
What?
And I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Actually, a lot of times you can't get fake ones because there's so much scar tissue and stuff.
It depends.
Like,
if you catch it early enough and they're able to save the nipple.
I just think that there people... I don't...
Like, the whole Angelina Jolie thing.
Mm-hmm.
She
got a double mastectomy.
Which, awesome that shit is, like, covered now. Like, the preventative... genetic marker testing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did the genetic marker testing. She tested positive. Like, she has a likelihood to get it. So she's like, let's start the process now before it develops. And now she was able to save the nipple. She's got two artificial breasts.
And I think that's the problem that I have is like, it's... Like, the boobs are given precedence over the cancer itself.
Yes.
In what world would you choose the
having
cancer
boobs.
Over having boobs that hold... I mean, I suppose that I do have some sort of a connection to them. Like,
yeah, they grew
I've had them for this long.
They grow
I've had
on
them
by...
Way to go, though.
Jesus Christ.
But
I don't know if this was a good idea.
I completely understand.
If it was between my breasts and cancer, I would
just get rid of them,
I wouldn't have a problem getting rid of them.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd
have so many less back problems. I'd have an awesome chest piece.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have to worry about bathing suits.
Well, yeah. And I mean, like, if you equate
like
it to something else where, like, oh, you know, like, you have, you get some sort of, I don't want to say a cancer or something like that, but, like, there's something, like, with diabetes and you lose your leg, you know, like, why would you even think, like, and I know that there are people who are like, no, I gotta keep it, you know, but, like, I mean, you just get your leg cut off, you get a prosthetic if you need one, well, like, I mean,
dude, prosthetics have come so far.
Yeah, they're better than,
the
like,
biotech now is amazing.
You turn yourself into the $6 million man and shit.
No.
Yeah.
Can you imagine prosthetic boobs that could just sort of do tricks?
Or like have guns in them? Like
have like grabby hands?
That?
Like robot arms?
Oh my god.
Awesome powers? I would sign up for that.
That's what it was.
You'd have two extra hands.
Like, they just come as Katy Perry's whipped cream bra. That's just what they are.
Think of all the crafts you could do with two extra hands. You could
Are we doing, like, a Total Recall thing?
Yeah, like, you got Quado. Fucking Quado in your... Wait, start the reactor.
Or they're just, like, compartments, and this is where I keep my snacks now.
Yeah.
Oh, you never need to carry a purse.
Oh, man. But I don't know the exact circumstances, but we just we on Jeff's side of the family, we just lost a family member. She battled breast cancer for a few years, and I don't know why she just didn't go for the mastectomy right away, but she went through chemo, she went to remission, she was totally clear of cancer, and then 6 months later, like, the cancer came back with, like, serious aggression, started invading her lymph nodes.
Oh, yeah. God.
She did chemo again. She went, and she finally got the mastectomy, and then she died.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. She has, like, an 8-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow. My God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And, like I said, I don't know why she didn't go just... lop them off when she found out, but I mean, to each their own.
Yeah, maybe I mean, that's somebody else's decision.
Actually, present that as an option. Maybe it was just one of those things where it's like, we think we can get this.
The thing about cancer, though, you never know, like, if it's going to be gone forever, right, or if it's going to come back.
Or I mean, like my dad, he had leukemia, and they caught it early enough because it was like a checkup, and he was just like, I'm not doing too well, and they were like, oh wow, he literally had cancer for less than 30 days, they said.
Wow.
And when they caught it, and then he went through chemo and all that shit. And gone, no problem, no cancer, hooray. And then died from a blood clot because of the other medications that he was on.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, it's
a precarious thing.
If you have the choice between, like, hey, let's just get it gone, mm-hmm, or like, let's treat it, it's a better idea to just get it gone.
Like, cut it off, take whatever you need.
Yeah.
Get the shit out of me.
If I have a hole through my body, mm-hmm, I'm okay with it.
I'll wear be the shirt. Best magician ever.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll work with that.
Seriously.
Yeah. But I mean, like, then again, you can't fault somebody for making the decision of, like, I'm afraid of. Well, and I know you're not doing it. Yeah.
Like, everybody has their reasons for, mm-hmm, you know, chopping things off, going through chemo. I don't.
Hell, there's people who recreationally chop things off. Yeah, I just recently found out from listening to Emily. What?
People recreationally chop things off?
Yeah, you've never been on BME.
Yeah, there's like amputation fetishism.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard about amputation fetishes, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I guess
people,
I should have
people
just
voluntarily
assumed.
They will cut off fingers, whole hands, whole arms.
For what reason?
Just
for funsies, because that's what they want to do.
You know, people.
Yeah, they'll take like a wide screwdriver and a hammer and just.
Yeah.
You know,
take their pinky off at like the middle knuckle. Or
I get tattoos to alter the way I look.
Yeah,
and some people just
want to look.
That's
wait a second,
how
though.
They want to look.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that would be like somebody saying,
and there's
hey,
super
you
white bread people that look at us and are like,
yeah,
freak.
exactly.
Well, I'm not saying that they're a freak. I'm just thinking, ow.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, other things that
and
you
then,
get
like,
done
what
hurt.
Do you go to the hospital then just after?
Sometimes. I would
sometimes
imagine that would be a best practice and say, I lost the finger. Sorry, guys. You're not going to be able to put a new one on. Sorry.
I lost it. It's gone. Yeah. I accidentally threw it in the trash.
Yeah, yeah. I fed it to a shark.
It depends on how serious you get with it. If you're just taking off part of a digit,
yeah,
it's
you
not
can
that
probably
bad.
Tourniquet that shit up.
Yeah.
Or
self-cauterize it.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I just found out because of Emily's podcast, Make One For Me in Your Spare Time.
Very squeamish.
The way chemotherapy works, I did not know that chemotherapy basically stops all cell growth, and that's how it fights cancer. I did not know that. That's why your hair falls out, and that's why like you start to get like the weird discolorations and stuff like that. Because your cells...
And it's also fucking poison for your body.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's radiation.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
Here, you know.
I mean, unless I'm gonna, you know, become a superhero, get that shit away from me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Radioactivity! I don't know. So, yeah, breast cancer, not good. Cancer in itself. And it is weird that it's, like, specific as, like, the breast cancer as opposed to...
I'm sure other cancers have, like, awareness months, but nobody makes as big of a deal.
Exactly. Right. I never see this much about
well,
it.
Well, being a guy, like, other dudes, like, have said to me, like, hey, you're getting a little older. You really need to make sure that, you mm-hmm. know, when you hit 40, get that prostate checked. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
And that's a different thing. Yeah. Like, I've been told, like, through school, like, you need to start checking when you're about 13.
Yeah.
You just are supposed to check. But it's...
Feeling that's, for the lumpies, yeah.
Yeah, the lumpies.
I don't know why.
Did you guys do the Gardasil shots?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I have that.
What the fuck is that?
It's for
HPV.
The strains of and HPV that are known to cause cervical cancer.
Okay. Okay.
I've already had HPV, so yeah. I didn't really think that the shot was necessary.
Yeah.
And I've had the same partner for many years.
What did your health professional say? It was cool.
It was right before we got married. She recommended that I look into it, and I was like,
Right. I remember
I had one abnormal. Sorry, I had one abnormal pap test once, and everything's been all clear since without having to get it. And I mean,
yeah,
I'm all about preventative medicine and whatnot. I have nothing against vaccines. Anybody who doesn't vaccinate because they think it causes other things.
There was
mumble.
I know where you're going with that. Real quick, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, just
there's they actually have found some sort of a link between the drugs that they give to induce labor and boys with autism.
Really?
Yeah. There's like a 23% higher.
But that's chance. Not a vaccination.
It's not a vaccination. No, but there are a lot of induced labors nowadays.
So there's something in the synthetic Pitocin?
Yeah.
Huh.
They think. Huh. Because like and I mean personal experience my son's labor was induced.
Yeah. It was one of those things where we were talking about that.
And it is higher in boys than girls,
yeah,
isn't it?
Much higher it's higher in boys than girls.
It's one of those things where, like, it's genetic to begin with, and then...
It's like, yeah.
It's genetic to begin with because it begins in the sperm, but then on top of it, on top of it becoming genetic, then you induce labor, and then you just have more
chances. Yeah, it's like, you get, like, there's a trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there even a test to see... If you carry that,
I don't think so.
Some people
probably
even,
not currently.
Because there is a test to see if you carry the gene for Downs, I think.
Yeah, there is. Down syndrome.
And
yeah, Down
for, syndrome. Like if you're dwarfism too.
Right.
But that's only if the
But that's because but those are genetic
I don't
things.
Think autism is chromosomal.
Like
no,
it's not. That's the difference.
Like get closer.
It's not necessarily a genetic thing. It's
there's a battery of optional blood work you can do to test for things, and it's 100% optional. I opted not to do it because one, fuck blood work, and two, it wouldn't have changed my mind anyway, because they do it early enough that if they catch, like, hypothetically you test positive for Down syndrome, they test early enough that if you choose to terminate the pregnancy, you can.
Right.
And I'm just like, my kid has Downs, I'll fucking deal with it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's not an automatic, like, oh, you'll never, it's not 50 years ago.
Yeah.
There's.
It's not your kid's going to live till 20 in a sanitarium kind of situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, it's, the autism thing is not chromosomal, it's a genetic, there's other genes that.
It's not.
It doesn't work.
It's like the breast cancer thing, it's a marker. But, like, there's no guarantee it'll ever be triggered.
Right. And there's some people who never get, who are on the spectrum that never get diagnosed.
And autism is such a spectrum that I think it would be really hard to locate.
Yeah. I have a feeling everybody's got a touch of it.
Did you actually know Asperger's pretty soon is no longer going to be a thing? It's just going to be mild versus severe autism.
Really?
I was reading about, because they always had, like, there was autism and then there was Asperger's syndrome, and then Asperger's is just, you know,
it's
social awkward
diet autism
basically. Like it's autism so light
mild. Yes but, autism, like crystal light.
But I guess doctors have said, like, there's really no distinction between Asperger's and autism other than the severity.
Yeah,
so it was the dude who using that
yeah.
term.
There was a, Asperger's was named after the guy who named or which like found it.
It's a terrible
yeah.
name.
Yeah, I know. Why would I you know. Go with that?
I know it's a P. I know it's ASP.
Yeah.
But
good luck pronouncing the Asperger's. P.
Yeah. It's
Perger's.
It why did it sound virtually the same?
Asparagus.
Yeah, exactly.
Or asparagus
sir,
syndrome.
I understand yeah. that that's your name and you want to name it after you.
Just call it A. Just don't A. confuse people.
A. But that might be why they're changing
you're picking
it realistically.
Yeah. Wrong.
It is down. Fucking hot in here.
It must have been that South Park episode. That's why they're changing it.
Well, I didn't see that one.
Fan.
Fan on. Okay. Fan one.
Well, we're past an hour at this point, and I think we covered a good variety there. We we had some fun. Lauren, you might listen to this since you weren't actually here. We miss you. We hope everything's cool. And
Hi,
good,
Lauren.
Good luck with your hashing this coming weekend.
Yeah, hash it out.
That's right.
Know.
Runners with a drinking problem.
Yes.
Hash House Harriers.
Drinkers with a running problem, I think
yes.
it is. Yes.
That's sorry.
It's, no, it's okay.
I've been drinking. No, I haven't. No. Oh, too much drinking last night.
Yeah, it's really.
I'm too old to hang, man.
I know.
We
when
were
did
up
that happen?
5 a.m.
I was up until noon. So,
Bill didn't go to bed.
Yeah.
He had work.
I took Kelsey home at like 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just.
Dude, I'm
passed
never
out.
Up that late.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah.
Speaking of being old, I need to start making birthday plans, but that's beside the fact.
Yeah, that's...
When is that? Birthday?
January.
January 14th.
Oh, that's right.
15th. Other way. 13th.
Other
One
way.
One more.
12th.
12th. She was like,
I thought we were like a day away from each other, but
we're like
not,
2 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Three.
I don't know
two,
why
three,
I didn't...
Two.
I'm so bad
okay.
with that shit.
I'm bad at birthdays. I never remember.
My own.
Fine.
I don't remember yours either.
That's okay. I just had one. You were at my party on my birthday.
Yeah, I was.
So
much.
If you happen to be online shopping for your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Go to Amazon.
If you want to be sexy SpongeBob.
Yeah. With no
or Amelia Earhart with propeller boobs.
Or the sexy Elmo.
Sexy Elmo. Jesus.
Dude, I'm sure it fucking exists.
I'm positive.
If sexy Bert and Ernie exists, sexy Elmo exists.
Yeah.
They just put the puppet eyes on the boobs.
Yes.
Everything.
Your
sure. yeah.
torso is just Elmo's face.
Yeah.
The mountain. No.
No.
What about sexy M&Ms?
No, Elmo, no.
That would be easy, actually. Just put an M on the
actually,
on the
I'm
bikini.
Pretty sure.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm an M&M. No, what?
Mwah.
How?
What about sexy plague? Not plague doctor, sexy plague.
Just like a little
sexy
microbe.
Zombie.
Yeah. Oh, I know they're sexy zombie.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a sexy
but anyway.
Zombie in Night of the Living Dead. Anyway.
Anywho?
Naked zombie.
Yes. Yeah, there's
naked
a naked
zombie.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Naked zombie.
Sorry.
But before you go to Amazon to buy your Halloween costume, or to buy books about cancer or autism or any of the fun shit we talked about today.
Yes.
You know, because being educated is a good thing. Go to that Popular Outcast website that we're on.
Yeah.
You know. And there's a big purple banner. You can't miss it. Left-hand side just says the Amazon banner.
It's really nice.
It is. It's lovely. It was designed very well.
It was.
By somebody that Aislinn cares deeply about.
We all care deeply about that young gentleman.
We do.
We do. Click on that.
You're such a dick.
Clear those cookies. Or use a different browser that you don't normally use if you're weird about clearing your cookies, which, you know, it's fine. People are.
Open up your Internet Explorer.
Yeah, no. Don't. If you have Internet Explorer on your computer, don't fucking listen to my podcast anymore. I'm done with you. Done.
I use Netscape Navigator.
Oh, you Jesus
stop
Christ.
It.
Get out.
Just kidding.
Stop it.
Just kidding. Keep listening, but change.
I love
change
you. You're great. Now change.
About yourself.
No. Yeah, do your shopping. We get like 7 cents on the dollar or 0.7 cents on the. It's a seven.
Yeah, maybe it's different for different products.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we get a little bit of the proceeds. It's not a lot. It's not going to cost you anything extra. It's gonna cost like maybe 10 seconds of your time to go get that banner.
Yeah.
And really, what is 10 seconds?
Yeah, you waste more time than that doing other idiotic, mindless
playing
things.
Candy Crush on the toilet.
Yes, exactly.
Stop sending us requests for Candy Crush,
especially if you're on the toilet.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Anyway.
I was going to go with only.
No. Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm done. Bye.
Bye. Bye.